not right. What do I win?
Another beer.
It's time once again for Brew Review.
It has been long overdue.
It took me a minute to get that set up. I forgot I had to log out of the one account and log into anyway.
Nice.
I forgot what I was doing temporarily there.
Nice. I know that it's like riding a bike. It's like riding a Brew Review bike.
So this one's going to be a little different for me because I right now I'm under strict orders to not drink alcohol. So I got something different.
I'm going to let you kick it off.
It's going to be, I don't know. Well, I've never used this before, but I got something special. So, so right now I'm obviously in training, right?
Yep.
With the United States Armed Forces. I don't want to give away too much. Inside of our lovely MREs, they have what's called, but they have these little instant coffee packets, right? Now, this is freeze-dried coffee. William James Coffee Company, Bill's Brew, freeze-dried coffee. And lucky me has two little pouches that I'm going to add to some room temperature water in my canteen.
So, what does it look like?
They're just little, they almost look like a moist towelette. It's just like a little white.
Well, it's a little packet, I see.
Yeah, I used to confuse them and think they're like little moist towelettes. And so I was like, no, that's the coffee. And I was like, oh, dear Lord.
Have you seen it before? Does it look like instant coffee or is it?
I've never opened one. So
this will be good.
And here's a fun little backstory with this stuff. So apparently people like to stay awake in class and use them as caffeine. They'll open it and like put it right in their mouth. It's almost like dip.
Oh, and just chew it. Yeah. Or dip. Yeah. So I can see that.
Yeah. So yuck. I'm going to, there. Oh, you know, it actually doesn't smell terrible.
What's the brand again?
Bill's Brew. Bill's Brew freeze-dried coffee.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, I mean, you know, it's better than, right. I mean, if you're trying to stay awake, it's a necessity.
Sure. It probably also gives you explosive bowel movements.
Number three. Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny, too, because there's another kind. Like, there was some memories that had a different kind that was, like, it was just like in a little tan pouch that wasn't even like a brand or whatever. It was just coffee.
And they don't give you, I mean, it's gotta be like they don't give you like a juice or like a,
oh God, no.
Are you kidding? Nothing like that. It's just coffee.
We don't deserve that.
Yeah.
All right. Let me shake it up here. Can you hear that?
So you've got this in a canteen. You're shaking it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be so gross.
Especially with the room,
you know me, I love coffee. I'm a coffee drinker, but I don't like cold coffee. I like nice warm coffee. So.
Well, see, that's the thing. The we've had this conversation before. I like the cold brew, but yeah, room temperature is not going to set it off.
No, and you know it's funny. This smells like Folgers.
Does it?
Yeah. Oh, it's all foamy in there. That's not a good sign.
Oh, it's foam. Well,
it's foamy. Is that bad?
I mean, it's probably because of the. Yeah, you got to like shake it up, but.
I'm going to have to wash the crap out of this now.
Yeah. You just dirtied your canteen.
I did. All right. Here we go. I'm like trying to talk myself into it. All right.
Just keep telling yourself it's caffeine.
Oh, nope. It wasn't better the second time.
I was going to say your sound sarcastic. Mm.
So here's the only thing, only way I can explain this is it's like if you took Folgers, you know, like how your grandpa and grandma's have that jar of Folgers on the counter?
Sure.
Like glass jar. You take a couple spoonfuls of that and put it into a cup of water you just got from a drinking fountain and stirred it up. That's exactly what it tastes like.
That sounds so delicious.
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, and so it all must have like mixed. I mean, you didn't get any like granulars or anything in there.
No, I know it actually dissolved. That might be why it was all foamy.
So this is so the only thing you're gonna get with one of those MREs that's an actual drink is coffee, right? God.
Sometimes they have like little lemonade pouches.
Oh, so you okay?
But the thing is, like, usually when you're having your MRE, you don't have a canteen with you.
Yeah, so there's really no way to drink it. Right.
People just eat it like a pixie stick, which I think is gross. But
yeah, you need something to, like, dip it in. Or yeah, I guess like a pixie stick. Yeah, that's interesting.
Well, I'm going to finish it just because. But
yeah, you have to. It's caffeine, too.
No, in one of these packets, it says to dissolve in 6 ounces of water. So I just kind of guessed it because I had two of them. So I just kind of filled it up to what I figured.
Yeah, how many ounces is your caffeine? Oh, like 12?
Yeah, it's probably like 20. Oh, they hold more than you think. But yeah, so, all right. Well, that was fun.
I'm gonna assist in your solidarity. I'm not going to actually crack it, but I was going to review one because I bought one. I think you've had this before. Well, the brewery's called Dogfish Head.
Oh, yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think it's in Delaware. It's the Northeast somewhere.
Yeah, I don't remember. I remember Dogfish Head, but I don't remember where, and I can't remember what I had.
What's interesting, I'd have to go back. Yeah, it's weird, too, because what's interesting is it says in collaboration with the Boston Beer Company. Isn't that Sam Adams? You'd think so.
It might be.
But
yeah, you'd think, unless there's another Boston beer company that's not Sam Adams.
Right. You know, you'd think it's the same thing. But this one, it's a 60-minute IPA. I've had it. I had one the other day.
Ooh.
And it's good. I mean, it's a really good.
Another IPA.
Another IPA. I had to. But the funny thing was, is, and I don't remember it, so I don't know if I got a weird batch, but I was drinking. It's a can. It's a 12-ounce can. It's called 60-minute IPA. It says continually hopped for 60 minutes for an intense yet enticing hop-centric experience. The weird thing was, is it was a really good IPA, but it had this weird aftertaste. So I kept getting, like, you'd have a drink or you'd have a few sips, and then if you didn't, you know, if you weren't, like, continuously drinking, you'd get this weird aftertaste. Weird. Like, not a terrible...
I wonder if it was, like, something in the hops they used or something.
Yeah. And it's not, like... It's not expired, like. But anyway, I've had it before. It's a really solid IPA. Dogfish Head, they make some expensive ones. They make some, like, double IPAs and some.
Yeah, they've got some craft ones that get pretty high up there in content.
Yeah, some really high content. So I don't know.
I'm trying to power up my old phone. I have that list on there somewhere that we.
Yeah.
Because we have that spreadsheet that has all the beers we've tried.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't transfer that over to my new phone. I was going to try to look it up, but my old phone's dead, so I had to plug it in. But
yeah.
Because I couldn't remember the one I had. But yeah, they make some good beers.
Yeah, they make some really, really good beers. And it's funny because I typically don't go after them, but I saw this 12-pack out at, I can't remember where I was.
Nice.
And but yeah, so the only thing was it was a really solid IPA. Kind of, it's a golden IPA color. It's not a dark. It's a real golden light IPA. It's like 6%. Yeah, 6%. But just the aftertaste kind of threw me for a loop.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's interesting. Weird.
But I am drinking my water. I'm drinking my water along with you as solidarity is what I'm going to do today.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. You know, the last I almost forgot what beer tastes like. The last time I had a beer was when I was home on holiday block leave. So that was.
Yeah. At our last
back in
review.
December, because I don't think I don't think I have had anything. I think I didn't drink the night before I left. Well, technically, strictly speaking, I didn't drink at all.
Well, I was gonna say, yeah, you didn't drink anything when you were home because you're not allowed to.
Nope.
So
if I was going to, I would have maybe 2 days before I left.
Yes, and we wouldn't have recorded a segment with it. That's already
definitely
published.
Not. No, we wouldn't have done that. Yeah.
That was the weird that was the six pack that had two different colors.
Oh, that's that? Right. Yeah, and it was and they had different tastes too. Yeah. They were completely different. Yeah.
Like so literally six cans of the same beer, four cans had different colors than two of the cans and they all tasted differently. Just the most bizarre beer ever.
It was bizarre.
Yeah.
All right. Well, unfortunately this was our first ever
Non-alcoholic
brew review,
including a breakdown of MREs.
Well, I mean, I could break them down even further, but who wants to listen to that?
Well, we might. I mean, I think
here, let me give you a few tips for anyone that's listening. So, you know, MREs are gross. They're just gross. Even if you get one where people are like, "This one's good," it's not. You just tease yourself into thinking it's edible.
Yeah.
And when you start eating them for weeks at a time, I think the longest I went was like maybe 5 days straight of an MRE for every meal.
Oof.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Yeah.
And they don't really, I know there's some out there that are kind of like breakfast ones, but when we did it, it, you would get like chili for breakfast.
Oh, God.
Like it was, yeah. So you start trying to like mix and match and like trade with other people and just piece together something that you think might count as a meal.
Yeah.
Because some people don't want the main meal. Some people just want the side. Some of them, if you get the right ones, actually come with candy. Now, depending on, you may or may not be able to eat it or hide it and sell it later, depending on. But some of them have like actual M&Ms or Reese's. Some of them have like combos and Cheez-Its, but they're called like baked snack cracker squares.
Yeah, yeah, they can't call it the brand name.
Yeah. Or like the combos were like, cheese filled
pretzel rounds,
stupid shit like that. But yeah, none of them are really that great, to be honest. You just kind of power through them, and as a rule, they actually bind you up. They constipate you, so you're not crapping yourself out in the field all the time, right?
What do they put in it?
You start eating them, especially if you get the ones with like the snack bread and peanut butter.
Yeah,
and literally, you could like go 3-4 days without taking a dump.
Oh my God.
Unless you chew the laxative gum. Yeah, each MRE comes with this little packet, and inside the packet, it's like your moist towelette, matches, and like some gum, like two little squares of gum. Well, what we found out later is the gum is like laxative gum. So you chew it to help get the bowels moving.
Oh my God.
Good stuff.
Oh my God. I had no idea. That's even better. Oh, wow. Laxative gum.
Good stuff. Also, one MRE apparently has enough calories to get you through an entire day, so you'd only really have to eat one a day if you needed to. And it supposedly provides you enough sustenance to last you
24 that hours. Day. Yeah, or not 24.
It's not true. You're hungry like an hour after you eat it because you don't really eat it.
Right. But it's a different mindset too. I'm sure you're not like you said. Like when I'm at home, I just snack all the time or whatever. It's just a different.
Yeah.
When you're out doing that stuff, you're not. Kind, you know,
this is physically intense and you're drained, but then you got to eat that crap and it's terrible.
Yeah.
And like if you eat them inside, you can't use the heaters. It's terrible.
Good God.
Yeah, good stuff.
We could do
my top three. Yeah, maybe I will, because let me think about it and I'll break down my top ones to get and what to actually do with them and how to trade. Yeah. We could make that a whole thing.
I think this is a good segue into, yeah, we'll do that in one of the next, one of the upcoming segments. We'll do like an MRE segment because that's interesting.
Sounds good.
Especially the laxative gum.
It'll make more sense if we put the update before this review.
Yeah. True.
Yeah, whatever. We better wrap it up. All right.
Yeah. All right. Well, this concludes the first ever non-alcoholic brew review.
Ooh, look at that time. I got it right away.
It did. It switched over. I know the last one that we did was a little...
It took a minute. Yeah. This time we're connected. Good deal.
Well, we're back for a quick... we'll just call this... I mean, I can't even remember how many updates we've had that are just specific to COVID, but we're just going to call it our latest COVID update.
COVID and situational update.
COVID and
situational. Hopefully this comes through clear. I'm coming to you live from my AIT prison or dorm or barracks room.
Yeah. It sounds so cozy.
Sure.
Actually,
I lucked out because I only have one roommate instead of two because we got put in with someone that left right away. So I kind of lucked out, but.
Also,
hopefully it's like the internet connection here is horrible and we don't have Wi-Fi. So,
okay.
Hopefully this comes through. If it randomly just cuts out, then we'll just deal with it.
We'll deal with it. You sound pretty clear on my end, so I think you're good.
Yeah. So,
kick it off.
I'm still stuck in Missouri until God knows when.
I don't know if we've
actually April 20th. Oh, maybe I haven't. Maybe I never said it out loud.
That's fine.
We'll just blur it out. Coming to you like I get out of here April 28th. So counting down the days.
Yeah.
Finally getting closer.
Yep.
Finally getting closer. And then we can go back to having our Irish pub background music.
Yeah, in-person Irish pub YouTube music for sure. Yep.
It always sounds better that way, but we'll get through.
I know. I was going to try and find some YouTube stuff on the computer, but it wasn't. I didn't think it was going to come through like this really good.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I gotta also give mad props to my wife because she sent me a new phone. So yeah, I'm rocking huge. It on a new iPhone 12 and this handy dandy little stand that I set it on. So I feel really official right now.
Oh,
so
you
it's
got stand?
This little, I'll just send you a picture. Yeah, it's like this little stand. So it's like if I can prop the phone right up on it, I'm telling you, it makes it feel almost professional. It's crazy.
Well, I was going to say, because we're such professionals, this was like months ago. One of the kids wanted to go to Best Buy, and so we were perusing Best Buy because Alex wanted to buy a keyboard. And I was looking at the little like podcast accessory things. You can get like little microphones and stands. Ooh. And I was like, maybe we'll make ourselves feel important and get something like that at some point.
Maybe maybe once we hit that 1,000.
Yeah.
When we hit that 1,000 mark, maybe we'll have to go splurge get some $20 equipment.
I was gonna say when you say splurge, I think they were like $9.99.
Yeah, like... gonna have a whole studio.
Yeah,
at a cost of like a total of $40. It's gonna be awesome.
Right. Yeah. Totally.
Cool. So yeah, good. I'll send you a picture of this later so you can see the setup.
Yeah. Pretty awesome. Yeah.
And it really helps for like when I FaceTime with the family, so I can like you can set it up on.
Yeah.
There. She bought it actually for herself at home, so she could see me. But then she never sent it to me and. It's awesome.
Did you get the bigger 12? Is it
is it a normal?
I mean, is
it's
it
not like a pro or anything? It's just a
the normal size one. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. It's compared to the 8. I really like it.
We need to upgrade at some point. I think
part of the problem is like, well, first off, the bandwidth here isn't that great. Neither is the connection. But every time I try to FaceTime with family, it'd just be really fuzzy.
Yeah.
And we're like, we gotta take care of this. So.
No, that's good. I'm glad she did that. And I'm glad she was able to send that down, too. I mean, that's.
I know. Crazy. I was so nervous, like, waiting for it in the mail. Because the mail here expensive. Is a joke. Like, I can't even go through the whole process. I just get mad. But I was nerve-wracking until I was actually in my hand.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Totally. I get it.
So. But, yeah, here's my update quick. Like, the longer I've been here, the longer... And worse, I get homesick and just miss the family and my wife. And I would never recommend doing this as an adult.
Yeah.
With a family. It is too hard. Like, yep. It's not the physical. I can handle the physical, so that doesn't bother me. I mean,
yeah.
Everybody yelling at each other, whatever. I don't care.
Right.
It's the missing the wife and the kids and home. That really, really starts to weigh on you after a while. Like,
yeah.
To the point where some days I don't even want to function. The only thing that gets you through is just checking off another day on the calendar that's closer to being home. So, day by day.
But, it's an impressive. Because we're talking, it'll be almost 7 months, right? By the time you're all done.
October 27th is when I.
Well, I guess so. Still like six and a little over six.
Yeah. By the time I graduate, yeah, but. We lost time, though, because I was home 2 weeks over HBL, but then I also lost 2 weeks on the front side for controlled monitoring, and then 3 weeks as a holdover, just waiting to go from BCT to AIT, which, if you don't know, stands for Basic Combat Training and Advanced Individual Training.
Okay.
So it's basically your basic is you're just learning your basic skills to be a soldier, and then AIT, you're learning your specialized skills to actually apply to your job in the... I probably just gave away what branch I'm into. Man, I am failing lately.
It'll be fine.
Anyway,
it's still semi under wraps.
This is just speaking in general terms.
Speaking in general, specific terms.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's hard. Like it.
Yeah.
But
100% get it. And I know like the kids are probably, I know the, so Katie and the kids are doing good. It sounds like, you know,
they're hanging in there. Yep.
Yeah. And on our side it's the same. There's not too much different, you know. I mean, I'm still working from home, so the company I work for, they haven't said any updates. We just hit the year mark basically. So they
haven't said anything. They're just leaving everyone.
Home.
You gotta wonder, like, and we might have talked about this a little bit before, but you gotta wonder if companies are just gonna be the new norm.
Yeah.
Like, because in my head, in my thinking, coming from previously working at a big corporate place, you got to think it's cheaper for them to just
let people work from home. 100% is, yeah.
Because you could go from a building of 4,000, like where I was at, to, you know, maybe you have 500 people working there,
right? Right, because there's going to be,
that's 3,500 less people using the company's electric,
right?
Using the company's, you know, the water and sewer and all of that. Plus, you can pay a skeleton crew of your, you know, your contracted services, mm-hmm. your security, your food service,
way less,
you know, your janitorial, yep. which also on the other side of it really sucks for jobs. You know, you hate to think of all
those contractors that
out of a job.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, from a company standpoint, if you're thinking about the bottom line, especially if you're a struggling company,
yep.
you know, it's got to be cheaper to let people just work from home.
And it's weird, too, because I've hopped back and forth. Like, at first, it was like, oh, this is really cool. And I, you know, and then it was like, well, I do want to be back in. But then when you say you want to be back in, it's like, how often do you really want to be back in? I would only want to.
Not at all.
Yeah, like, I mean, maybe.
Could you imagine going back Monday through Friday?
No, there's no way. No way 5 days like, a week. I'd say like once every 2 weeks.
Like all of a sudden one day they're like, all right, everybody back to work Monday through Friday.
No way.
Nope. No, yeah. Thank you.
That would be weird, yes. Honestly. That would be really, really, really weird.
Yeah. I just don't see that as being the case. Unless it's a job where you have to be hands-on. I get that. But like from the corporate world where you don't physically have to be there.
Right.
What's the point of making people, especially once they've gotten used to it, work-life balance, you got to think, you know. Companies want to retain their top people. They're going to say, all right, just do what you do. If we have to bring you in, we'll bring you in. Otherwise, you know.
The workplace balancing has been huge because it is so much nicer just to be home because you're able to log off in your home. You're able to jump on in your home. Like, you don't have the commute. You don't have the worry. You can, like, run in your lunch break and do something. Like, it's not a big, you know, it's not a big deal. So that is nice. And then the same thing with the kids, too. Not much has changed. I mean, we have a elementary and a middle and a secondary, so our elementary student is 5 days a week, basically. And then our secondary, which I'm sure yours are the same. The middle school is like 2 days a week, or it's a hybrid. It's a hybrid. Yeah, hybrid. And it doesn't sound
No, how are you kids at the, how have they readapted?
So they both have become, like, to honestly, like, the thing that I worry about the most is the social stuff, because they're both completely back. They've both lost so much socially because they don't want to go anywhere anymore. Like, now, you know, I'll be like, hey, invite a friend over. They're like, no, I'm good. You know, and I'll be like, well,
no, I'll talk to him on Rocket League.
Right. You know, like, stuff like that bothers me because when we were that age, it was totally different. And I get it's different too.
Yeah. You couldn't keep us inside.
Yeah. You know, like, so that part kind of worries me a bit, but I mean, other than that, though, like, school wise, like, they, you know, my older one who's in secondary, he would rather just be at home the whole time. So, which is worrying me about the whole, like, they're going to become hermits. And then same with my younger one, Alex, he does want to see his friends, but at the same point, he wants to be home because that means that he gets to do less. You know, I mean, not to be totally, they get it. You know, they're not monitored like they're at school, so that's the one part that, you know, is the bad one. So
about the same. Our high schoolers, he's fully online. And then, you know, the other two, they've adapted, you know, as well as they can, I guess. I think it's frustrating for them too sometimes, but the weird thing is now this has become the new normal.
Right.
It only takes they told us this here as we were getting, you know, smoke, doing push-ups and all kinds of crap, mm-hmm. misbehaving. They told us here, like, I don't know where this stat comes from, but they said it only takes 21 days to create a habit. Like, after you do the same thing for 21 days, it's now a habit instead of like
an interesting point,
because I was busy doing 50 push-ups. But so if you think about it, like, they've been doing the same thing for so long now that this is the new normal. Yep. So it was like, do they even remember what it's like to where it was before?
Right.
Now with the other ones going back, it's a little different, but still it's not the same in the classroom either.
Yeah, they're all
things are different. Yeah. Like, remember field trips and
days
where all the parents would come in and make gingerbread houses and like the parties and all that. Like, they don't get to do anything like that anymore.
Yep.
Or think about like middle school and high school dances. Not that we participated, but for the kids' sake that actually want to do them, like, you know, I mean, we did prom. Like, think about prom. Like, do they even have prom anymore? Like, you think of these big events.
I bet you, because I remember last year
that were such a part of life when you're in school that they don't even experience anymore.
I wonder if they'll do that this year, because last year was a huge controversy. Everybody was mad because they canceled prom, but you had to because it was the first explosive part of COVID. Yeah. But so, you wonder if we'll do it.
It's like, what are you gonna dance in place, like 6 feet apart from your
put your mask on. Put your mask on and pretend to hold each other tight while you have a slow dance. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man, I'm still trying to choke down this coffee, and it is awful.
Yeah, it doesn't sound delicious. I mean, it's caffeine though. Yeah. Hopefully.
Oh.
Do you have? So, do you normally drink coffee in the morning? Like, if you go have breakfast at one of the places, do you?
If you get there early enough and there's any left, and there's no drill sergeants, then yes.
Oh, otherwise they won't let you. Or it's like a.
Well, it's weird. Like at the stage we're at now, we probably can it whenever we want to. Sometimes they'll tell you depending on no. Especially at first, they said absolutely not. It was right. Not allowed. But now people just do it anyway. So
Right.
Yeah, and then you see these kids that are like, you know, they're like 19, 20, like, I love coffee. I drink coffee every day. They put like 2 ounces of coffee in the bottom of their cup, and then they fill it with chocolate milk. I'm gross. Like, that is not coffee.
Yeah, what's... Yeah.
And then they sit there, and they sit there like sipping it and go like, just enjoying my morning. Come on. You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah. Get some it's like get some GD black coffee and just man up, and that's what your coffee is. Yeah,
you gotta be kidding me. But anyway,
that's hilarious.
Yeah. So, but yeah. Otherwise, yeah. Things at home. You know, Katie and the boys are working hard, and I don't know. I really appreciate them getting everything done without me there. It's weird not being there to help out with things and all that. But they're troopers, and Katie's amazing. The boys are awesome. So they're. They're just living life, and
I know because by the time, so you'll be home. Like when you get back, it'll be about a month-ish left of school, and then you're looking at like summer break. So
because they'll have May, and then
like 6-8 weeks or something, you know, something like that. Yeah, it'll be interesting, and like you know, we'll see what the fall brings. I've heard conversations where people don't think it's gonna just full blown be normal in the fall. That it might be a hybrid type thing in the fall, depending on vaccines and everything. But
yeah,
you know, it's hard to say. So
who knows?
It's weird that we started this almost a year ago. It's been almost. I'd have to go back and look at when we published the first episode, but it's been almost 1 year, close to 1 year, and just. What's happened? Because the whole thing started because of COVID, and then
so we finally found ourselves with some time. Because remember the first like 3-4, maybe even more recordings we did. We didn't do one together until
it was all virtual.
A few into it,
It was a ways into it until we even got together. Just because I mean, we still could.
And even then, it was kind of like, we're breaking
the rules. yeah, I know.
That's funny.
That's weird. So yeah, I mean, we'll do another update as we get towards probably when you're back home and you know, we do the end of the school year and stuff like that. But it is kind of interesting to see how it started out. I think it must have been like exactly a year ago, so like April. And then we did like an update in like, well, we would do other episodes, but it was like April, and then like June was a big thing because people talked about going back, but then no one did. And then you had the August stuff going because everybody was wondering about school. Mm-hmm. And then we had another update in like October because the kids had gone back to school. It was
just got back. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just weird how it seems like it's been such a long time, but it's only been like exactly a year.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Cool.
Anyway,
well, I've got a good bit coming up, and then we'll do our quick discussion too.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, we'll wrap up this little bit of a COVID update, and we'll catch you.
Brought to you by more of Billy's freeze dried coffee.
sponsored by Billy's freeze dried coffee. Fatherhood for life.
You know what makes me a little bit sad?
What makes you a little bit sad?
We don't have our theme music.
Oh, I background. Know. Our Wheel of Fortune theme music. Dun, I know. Dun, I agree.
Yeah.
That is sad.
It's just not the same.
I know. You're right. I had no idea that Wheel of Fortune had that many theme songs over the amount of years.
There's a lot.
That's crazy.
You know what I've discovered with this new phone? It has a picture-in-picture mode.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't really know how to use it, though.
So, like,
but I'm going to have to figure it out.
Like, So you can it's supposed to be that you can talk and then like surf.
You know where before, like while we were recording, I like couldn't move the screen at all or like quit. Now I can actually switch and look things up.
Oh, there you go.
So look out, this is going to be dangerous.
So I wonder if that's an app. I wonder if that's in an update or if that's you have to have the 12 to do that.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I just know it's pretty cool.
Nice.
So
nice.
Anyway. All right. So
we're back to another bit.
Yeah. This is a bit on the fly. This is a bit on the fly. I just came up with it for you. So yeah, I'm going to call it 90s nostalgia quiz. Nostalgia, did I say that right?
Nostalgia. Yeah. So 90s, sure. 90s cool nostalgia quiz. All right.
Growing up in the 90s. I love the 90s. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I've got 11 things, right? And all these have to do with growing up in the 90s. It's kind of like a things we had growing up theme.
Perfect.
Right?
Perfect.
And I've got some of them have 3 clues, some of them have 2. So I'm hoping you can get them within the first few clues, right?
All
right.
And what I'll, we'll just call think, it, like, I get a point if I get 90s. It right. Okay.
Well, if you get it right on the first clue, then you get, you know, you'll get 3, 2, 1. Well, I'll tier it, and we'll see. We'll see what you end up with.
Gotcha.
So remember 90s, all right?
Perfect.
So let's see, which one should I start with? We'll start with this one. All right. So the first clue I'm going to give you is they skipped like crazy. They skip. Don't think of skipping like you're skipping down the sidewalk, though.
I'm going to say CDs or CD players.
Okay, but what were they called? You're on the right
Discman,
path.
Discman.
Yeah, you got it on the first one. That's awesome. the Sony Discman.
Oh.
Your other clues were going to be made music portable and not your average Walkman. Remember Walkmans?
Well, I was going to say, what's funny about that is like Discman was like a new technology because we still grew up in the era where we had tapes, like cassette tapes and tape.
But remember, and the funny thing about the Discman too is they were huge, huge.
Yeah.
And if you bumped it even a little bit, it would
slightly,
skip.
Yeah.
Even slightly.
Yep.
But if you had one, those were the coolest things ever. I remember just thinking I was on top of the world when I had one.
And I had I had a couple too, where like, cause you know how you'd put the disc in, you'd close the lid or whatever, and then you'd hit play. I had a couple where like the lid was malfunctioning or was faulty.
Oh,
so like it would play and then the lid would pop up and then you
just pop
would
open
stop.
In the middle of it.
Yeah. And you're like, son of a, you know?
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go with a little bit harder one on the next one. All right. So your first clue is keychain.
'90s keychain. Oh God, is it that? What's that Japanese toy?
Oh my gosh, you're on fire with this. You're on their attack. You might not remember the name of it though.
Tamagotchi.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. You sir are a wizard.
I love the
'90s. Another 3 points for the Tamagotchi.
So you had it was a pet.
Do you remember those?
It was a pet.
Yeah, your other clues were virtual pet and don't forget to feed it.
Yeah, you had to feed it. You had to put it to sleep. It was really weird because it was a little keychain and it was basically your pet and you would take it with you and you'd have to like play with it too. You'd like feed it. You'd play with it. You'd put it to bed. You'd have it take naps. Oh, that's hilarious.
All right. Here's your next one. Footwear. Now think of a very popular footwear that everybody had to have in the 90s.
Oh, I remember one of your favorites. I don't know if that's where we're going or if it's...
This is a little different. A little fancier.
Oh, fancier. Because are we on the same page? We're thinking lugs?
No, it's not lugs. You need another clue?
Give me another clue.
Boots.
Oh, Doc Martens.
Yeah, you got it. 2 points for the Doc Martens. Everybody had to have the Doc Martens.
And they were expensive.
Yeah, they weren't. I mean, they weren't cheap.
Yeah, that's hilarious. So, those were like hiking boots. Based, I mean, they're not hiking boots, but they were
like, yeah, you could wear them every day. They weren't like work boots or anything like that. But do you remember that fad where like everyone had?
Everybody, Doc Martens. It was like Doc Martens and flannel shirts and
Oh, hold on. Public service announcement.
Uh-oh.
Can you hear that?
Uh-oh.
Hold on. And now they're not going to say anything. Okay.
You have the PSA, and then my phone just went on low power mode, too. It's perfect.
Oh, they're hanging it up. Okay.
Nice.
All right. You ready for the next
one? Let's do it.
All right. So the next one, let's see. Your first clue is going to be People always put them in their rear windows of their car.
Oh, well, okay. It's got to be a hat.
It's not a hat.
Not a hat.
It's not a hat. Okay, here's your second clue. Princess Diana. You're going to kick yourself when you get this.
Princess Diana. In the rear view mirror of their...
There, no, not the rear view mirror, just in the
or rear window. Or the rear window. Mirror, the rear window, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Nope. And Princess Diana.
Sticker? Like a window sticker?
Nope. Last clue. Soft and stuffed.
Oh, stuffed animals.
But it's a very specific... Think of people went
Oh, Beanie Babies. Beanie Babies.
Yeah, there you go. That's there you right. go. I'll give you one for that one.
Yep.
The Beanie Baby. You remember the Beanie Baby
Yeah,
craze?
I remember that. That was like early 90s.
People went absolutely bananas for that stuff. All right. This is kind of a funny one. All right. Your first clue is skaters all had these.
Hacky sack.
No. Oh. I knew you were going to guess that too. This one's a little tough.
Skaters had these.
Your second clue is protect your valuables from pickpockets.
Oh, the wallet chain.
The wallet chain.
I totally had one of those.
Everybody had a wallet chain at one point.
Why in God's name I was walking around with a wallet in my back pocket that then had a chain that was like this way, you know, looped down around your, like, what did you hook it to?
It was like hooked in your pocket or something. Yeah. I don't even remember. Yeah. It had like a little clip on the one side.
Oh, man. That brings back memories. Oh,
doesn't it? I know.
Good.
This is good 90s stuff. All right. Your next one. All right, this is the original online forum.
MySpace.
So before you, it's, hold on, let me make a little difference to that. Before there was Google, before there was all that, there was one very specific thing.
AOL. AOL chat room.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, chat room.
No, just AOL, just America Online. That was like the original.
I suppose that
remember
was.
Remember the doo-doo-doo? Yeah. You've got mail.
And that was the only
AOL was like the, yep. America Online. You're doing great. You're on fire.
AOL. Does anyone even have AOL email addresses anymore? Is that
I don't even know if that exists anymore. All right. This Sony product debuted in 1995.
Sony product.
I don't want to give away too much. Yeah, this, and it was a big deal.
We already said Discman. It's not. We already said.
No. It's a big deal.
Oh, is it an MP3 player?
No. Oh. It is not an MP3
player. It's probably too low. 95 is probably a little too early.
Your next clue is Twisted Metal.
Twisted Metal. 95 Sony. DVDs?
All right, here's your last clue. I hope you get on this one. Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, PS4 or PlayStation. PS4.
I was like, PS4. The original PlayStation. The original PlayStation debuted in 1995. Twisted Metal was the first game I got for it. That was like all we played. Yeah.
That's right.
That was a tough one. That was a
Crash
tough one.
Bandicoot. Man, that Crash was 95?
95. Yeah, the original PlayStation debuted in 95.
Didn't PlayStation 2 not come out till 2001? Did they go 6 years between?
It was a long time in between.
I want to say it was around the year we graduated, wasn't it? Or we were 17 or 18 years old when PS2 came out.
It was somewhere in
I'd
there.
I'd have to Google it. That's interesting.
Yeah. All right, here's your next one. They used to only be seen on doctors and rich people.
Oh.
Remember, think 90s.
Doctors and rich people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. I gotta go clue number two.
Number text only.
Number text only? Oh, pagers.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, pagers, yes. Did you have a pager?
Before there was anything. I stole one from someone, so I had one for a while.
I know Trina had a pager, but I don't think
anyone that was cool in middle school had a pager.
Yeah, because like, what would that even do? Like, you could send a message, like a text message, or then you had to call the person.
It would just be like numbers. Yeah. So all you get is like a number.
Yeah, 5005 whatever. But
it just looked cool to have one. Like, yeah, I've got a pager.
What was that? No, it was 80085 boobs.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh, man. Oh, all right. No, here's this one's a good one. Now you're gonna have to think. Remember, think 90s fads. Okay. 90s fads. Okay. It's a article of clothing, and think any sports team.
Starter jacket.
Yeah. Yep. You know, starter jacket.
I totally had a Chicago Bulls starter jacket.
Did you? Yeah, I had the Charlotte Hornets. Yeah.
I wasn't even a basketball fan. I was like, "Oh, Chicago." Oh, me Bulls. Neither.
What? I don't even know who the Charlotte Hornets are, to be honest.
If somebody was like, "Oh, did you watch the game last night?" I'd be like, "What are you talking about?"
No, but I got this cool.
But I got this cool jacket. It's a pullover. It's a start over pullover.
Oh man, Chicago Bulls. That's awesome. All right, two left. One of them's kind of easy. The other one is going to be hard. That's going to be the hardest one of them, but. You might get it right away. I've actually got four.
This is good. I like this.
All right. So here we go. So this one, which one do I want to start with? You're going to get it right away. All right. VHS.
That's the clue.
Now think of a chain. Think of a chain store. VHS.
Sam Goody.
No.
Chain store.
Your second clue is rent.
Oh, Blockbuster.
Yeah. There you go.
Like, what?
Yeah, I remember I would get so excited if my parents would take us to Blockbuster on the weekend. You could spend hours in there just looking through the VHSs. I would get like the old King Kong and Godzilla movies.
I would go to the wrestling section and I would just stare at the pay-per-views.
I would get the I get the old Royal Rumbles. Yeah. Remember we rent the old Royal Rumbles? We
watched the old Royal
or the Survivor Rumbles. Series? Yep. You watch the Survivor Series?
Yep, the old Manias, the Rumbles.
I used to love going to Blockbuster.
It's the best. Yep. You could literally.
But then you'd have to like. You'd have to decide because you could only get like five. Yeah. Remember, you could get like a total of like five. So then everyone would like. The family would be like, "No, we're getting this and this and this." My sister would want to get all this dumb crap, and I'd be like, "No, we're getting all the rest."
Yeah, and my family probably spent a small fortune on late fees because we would never you get late fees. When
you'd never take it back on time. Yeah, no.
Like renting a movie ended up costing you $97 because it was the $13, and then the rest was the late fees that you had incurred.
Yeah. Oh man, I used to love going to Blockbuster.
What a weird dead business, you know?
Some people probably don't even remember, like...
Yeah.
You couldn't just, like, watch what you wanted when you wanted. Like, right. You'd have to go get the movie.
Go get it, bring it home. And they could be out. Yeah. There was a big thing, too, where they'd started guaranteeing... Like, the new releases would be guaranteed in stock.
Yeah. Yeah, they never had them.
Yeah, our little...
Guaranteed. Yeah, our little one. Sure. Yeah. All right. So... This one's going to be a little tough, but we'll see if we get it. This is a very popular thing for younger kids, right? So your first clue is going to be 62 book series.
And it's a popular thing for young readers?
Mm-hmm.
90s.
It was very popular.
62 books. Berenstain Bears?
No, but that is a damn good guess.
Wow, I would say 62.
You might get it off of this clue. It's horror fiction for kids. Goosebumps. Yeah, you got it. There
so
you go.
Good.
You
I love Goosebumps.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know it was 62 books. The original series that R.L. Stein wrote for Goosebumps was 62 books. So your last two clues were going to be Night of the Living Dummy, because that was like the most popular one. And then the last clue was R.L. Stein would have given it away.
I think I had like 30 of those things. So good.
Yeah. Yeah, 62. That's a lot.
That is a lot. Especially, is that like all time or that's series one?
That was the first series.
Holy cow. Okay, so it was more than that. Jeez. That was how...
It was in, I can't remember if it said a year when I looked it up. I just remember it said the original Goosebumps series you wrote was 62 books, whatever year it was in the 90s. I remember I had a bunch of them. I used to read those quite a bit.
That was a huge 90s fad. Huge.
Yeah, it was. So, all right, there you go. That's what I got. That was fun. That was good. That was good. Good 90s.
90s nostalgia. 90s nostalgia trivia or 90s nostalgia.
I thought about doing. I was gonna do like just straight toys from the 90s, but I was like, it'll be too easy.
That has to be next.
I gotta like make it a little harder. But,
we're gonna have to. I'm gonna have to. Okay, so next time we do a bit, I'll make up a 90s nostalgia for you. because that's a good.
There you go. All right.
I do have a little something for you though. Yeah, I'm gonna do fun. This. This is all random because right, Alex likes doing this at like dinner. So we play a little Family Feud. I've got some right, Family Feud cards. Ooh. So I'm gonna just read you like three of these. So and I'll tell you. So it's gonna be a category, right, and then you've got to come up with like the top six answers, and we'll just see how many of these you can get. Well, got there's it. And there's different. I think one. Okay, so all this right, one's top seven answers. And this is right up your alley. Right. Name something Ireland is famous for. Top seven ooh, answers.
Name something Ireland is famous for. Guinness.
Where is that? Is that not even?
Oh, I have to give more than one answer.
So it's like there's like seven total answers that they're looking for. Guinness is not on here. Okay, which is it weird. Could be
Emerald Isle.
Well, I'll give you green color. Whiskey? Yeah, whiskey's number six. Green is number seven.
Okay. Hospitality?
No, not on here. There's some really weird
thing. Wow. Castles?
No, that's not on here either. This is really it's William it's kind of like oh, it, like thinks.
Oh no,
thinks
he's Saint Scottish. Patrick's Day. Oh, green beer.
Green colors.
That's not even no, Irish. It's like, man. I guess green color.
Think Lucky Charms.
I mean, drunkenness and rowdy.
They have Blarney Stone on here, which must be a bar. That's what is Blarney? Yes, Leprechaun's number three. Number three answer. So you have number one.
Oh, jeez.
Well,
I'm failing miserably.
Well, you've gotten almost everything, but the top. Well, in the top two, are, the second one is weird. I don't know why. It's potatoes.
Is it?
Oh, like, announcement.
Oh, hold on. Yeah.
What? Was that like a specific person?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Awesome.
All right. So, it's okay, so your number one answer was Shamrock. It's weird. Yeah. Well,
oh,
they're looking for
gosh,
generic, like, super.
I should have thought of that.
Okay. All right, here's one. Okay, this is another random one. This is only four answers, so you got to go top four answers. Name a household chore that is literally a four-letter word.
Household chore that's a four-letter word.
And there's only four answers.
Man.
Yeah, I'm staring at the card, so I'm like, this is super easy. Yep, that's
dust.
Number one answer.
D-U-S-T.
Yep,
number one. Oh, man, I don't know.
Think about what we love to do. I wish that is a four-letter word, and it should be a household chore. These are hard. I'll help. One of them is death by sausage.
Like sweep is
death
five dishes.
Cook.
Oh, yep. Cook. I guess I didn't think of that. Cook.
Yeah, and then the other two are hard too. So the one is wash, and then the other one is iron. I don't know. Some of these are kind of weird because it's really it's like super generic.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, here's one. So there is like six answers. Name a sound people hear in the morning. Top like six answers. Name a sound people hear in the morning. Like you first wake up to a sound, a specific sound.
Dogs barking?
That is not on here. Why is that? No, that is not on here, but it should be. What wakes you up? I know, it's kind of. Yes, number one. Yeah, that's number one. So they got like.
Coffee.
And we're back for a little fatherhood for life discussion time.
Guess what I'm doing right now?
What are you doing right now?
Looking at podcast equipment.
I got your.
you picked my interest.
That's so funny you say that, because I got that picture you sent me with the stand, and that is really nice. Like it kind of turns the phone and positions it however you want it.
Man, some of this stuff looks legit, but it's only like $25. So I'm like,
I know. Like, did we miss the boat? Is that why? You know, did we?
Maybe. I don't. Does it work? I don't.
Literally, we were at Best Buy, and I was looking at, like, the kids were looking at like computers and monitors and keyboards, and then I was like venturing through some of the stuff, and I saw the podcast or whatever it's recording podcasting stuff, and I was like, well, this isn't too bad. Like $20 for like a little, it's like a little, it looks like a little microphone that like plugs into your.
What I want to know is which kit will make my voice sound like.
Yeah, right. Right. Like PA. Yeah.
That's right. Which one?
I don't know.
I mean, some of this stuff is pretty cool.
It makes you wonder though. It's like, would it work, or would it like, you know, would it make.
I don't know.
To see what you'd almost have to do.
I say we order one of these.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, we send it back. Like this one's got a mixing board.
Yeah, crazy. I think some of them are gonna be. Yeah, I would go.
I mean, this one's like
I go low price, right. Well, and then we'll start low and work our way up.
Work our way up. We'll start low. Oh, all right. Fair enough. All right. So back to parenting.
Yeah, parenting discussion on. We're going to tackle pets, family pets. Pets in general, family pets.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. Family pets. I like to tie it into what it's like to have pets as kids and what we've done with our kids for pets. And yeah.
You want to...
Yeah, it just... Yeah. It's funny to me, and I'll tell you why. it's the age-old, you know, thing when kids come to you and they want a pet. And it's always the same thing. I promise I'll take care of it. I'll take them for every walk. I'll pick up every pile of poop. I'll clean the cage. I'll do this. I'll do that.
Yep.
And in your head, you know, like it's, you're doing the calculation. Right. And you're like, you know, every time I'm like, all right, that's going to happen for a week, maybe two if I'm lucky.
Yeah.
Then it's going to come down to me and Katie. And we're going to be doing 95% of it. So how much of this do I want to take on? And the whole time they're still talking and going over their pros and cons and this and that. But at the same time, you don't want to say no and not let them have pets, because I feel like it's a good experience for kids.
Right.
You know, you can, yeah, there's the argument that it teaches them responsibility and, you know, how to look after something. And you know, sometimes kids bond with pets, sometimes they don't. But, you know, I grew up with pets. You grew up with pets. You grew up with cats.
Cats, yeah. We were a huge cat family.
I grew up with dogs. Little dog. My parents always had small dogs. Not big dogs, little dogs. But we also had, all kinds of other
I remember
animals.
Funny sidebar, I remember you and Misty had those rabbits.
Yeah.
Was it Flopsy? Flopsy and...
Mopsy and Lopsy or something like that. One of them only had one ear.
Yeah. Well, and then there was...
We had rabbits, we had hamsters, we had a hedgehog at one point.
Oh, yeah.
We had birds, like we had everything growing up, all kinds of pets. But I only ever remember really asking for like one or two of them.
But my, well, and being that your grandma was where she was too, you guys had like, I remember that's where you got Spud, right?
Yeah. We brought him home. He was like a barn cat rescue. Yeah. But I mean, I don't remember. Here's the thing: as a kid, I don't remember taking care of it.
Yeah, same.
Like to be blatantly honest, I don't remember helping out.
Like I remember, I guess asking. I remember being at a certain. I remember certain points in time. So it was probably like preteen, like so, 8, 9, 10, whatever. Like not super young, but like 10 or teenager age of like not even teenager age. But I remember like being at the Humane Society, like asking, like, oh, we should get a cat. Like you see a kitten, you're like, oh, let's get a new kitten. And then we would, like, my parents would make us, like, clean the, you know, the cat box and, like, feed them. But, like, with cats, it's different. You don't have to walk a cat, you know?
Yeah, but, I mean, do you remember, like, changing the cat litter or, like, brushing the cat or, like, vacuuming up the hair?
I remember having to and not willingly, not at all willingly. Like, I remember them saying, like, go clean the cat box. And I was like, no. you know, and they'd be like, no, go clean the cat box. You're not going to watch, you know, it was down to basically forcing me to do it. But I remember cleaning the cat box, but that was about it. I mean, and we're back.
Yeah, we're back. I don't, it's probably on my end. This ends up being really choppy and chopped together. Reception here again is not great. So,
and I'm in my basement too. So I honestly, it could have been me. I was moving around a little bit trying to find a good spot, but
yeah, it's not.
We'll figure it out. It'll be fine.
Man, I can't stop looking at this. I'm like so intrigued now by this.
Oh, we're gonna have you're gonna have ordered lots of podcasting equipment.
I opened a. Open a can of worms.
A can of worms by looking. Yep.
Yeah.
This is how it works in my house. I'll mention something to my wife, and 5 minutes later, she's on Amazon ordering it. So I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Hey, where were we playing? So I was just asking, like, if you remember actually like doing the actual like chores to take care of them. Like, did you feed them every morning? Did you empty the litter boxes? Did you like clean up the messes? Like all that kind of stuff. Like,
I mean, the only thing I remember is like cleaning the litter boxes, cause it was such a pain in the ass and it was gross. Like it smelled, you know, that. like now as a grown, like now as adults with kids, like we have dogs. That's way, I mean, I'm not going to say easier, but you don't have to clean a litter box. So that's awesome. But you know, yeah, I remember cleaning the litter box for sure. And I mean, I remember like feeding them every once, but cats are, not to say cats are easy, but like, it's like you have the litter box, which you clean at whatever time. And then you just put the food and water down. Like you get, cause you guys, when you feed the dogs, you have set feeding times, right? You don't just set food out.
Yeah, pretty much. No, we can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
They would like one of them. We would like, no, it's set times. It's usually just like when you get up and then sometime right around when we eat dinner.
Right. Right. But I mean, like with cats, that's the other thing with cats is we would just leave bowls of food down, you know, and it's like, oh, the food's getting low and we'd fill it. Like it's like now with Jax, it's like he eats, you know, two times a day or whatever, like morning and dinner time. And I mean, if I left food out, he would eat it all and just like eat himself sick. Like that's what he would do, you know? So there's definitely, you have to like remember, like, okay, we're, you know, not remember, but I mean, you have
when,
to, like,
when we first got Java, our first dog, and he was the only dog we had at the time, we could just fill a bowl up and he would just eat whenever.
Oh, really? So
like, when we had just him, he would just kind of go and like, yeah, I just remember that. He would kind of go and just eat on his own. So you wouldn't have to have set times. But then once we got Clem, the second dog, then it was, we had to switch to. Like
that's interesting you say that because meal time. Well, that's how we were with Bear, but Bear was such a small dog. I mean, he was a Shih Tzu, and Java was so much bigger. So I'm surprised to hear that. I mean, not surprised, but I just thought with bigger dogs that it had to be like set, you know, set meal time. But I suppose it depends.
No, it wasn't with him. He just kind of eat whenever he felt like it, and he never overate or would like finish the whole bowl. He just kind of eat here and there. But now, like the other, now they. It's like they breathe it in and don't even.
Well, that's how Jax is, yeah. Well, and so to go back to your one point, like we fast rewind, literally a year, so it was like a month before we started the podcast, we got Jax, like at the Humane Society. And I remember we just had conversations. The kid, we had, you know, Bear passed away like 2 years ago. We had to put him.
And you got him. Before you guys,
yeah, and that's the weird, yeah. So to even that's a good point. So you guys, to rewind,
yeah. So you guys had him. Yep. So like your kids always had a pet around,
and
so they grew up with at least one.
Yep. And with Bear, he was like in his prime. The kids were babies or like super little, so they didn't know enough to appreciate. Like when they were like when he was in his prime, they were like four. Like they didn't,
So they didn't like ask for like we want a dog or whatever. They just always had one around.
Yep. Yeah, and like, and fast forward now, like he passed away, and then we had talked about it, like, well, we'll wait. We took a couple of like vacations we had planned, and then we knew like right before COVID hit, we were talking about it, and luckily because that was when, like, I can't remember how the exact timing fit, but like pets were hard to come by, like because everyone was getting a pet because of COVID. And then we went to
for a while there, like there was which is good for the animals.
Yeah. But... Well, for sure. Yeah, yeah. And like we went to this one humane society and we looked online and then we saw they had this a couple of breeds we liked. And then we went and we saw him. And I remember the kids, it was the classic, you know, we'll walk him every day. We'll feed him. We'll take care of him. It was like that exact, that's exactly what they were saying. Like they were literally begging us to, mm-hmm. to get him. And not that they're, not that they don't do things, but fast forward a year to where we're at mm-hmm. now. It's, I'm like, hey, feed the dog, go take the dog for a walk. Like go take Jax outside, play with him. You got to constantly mm-hmm. like remind them, you know, like that definitely fades away.
Yeah. What is like the, do you remember when you were a kid, like specifically asking your parents for any like pets that you really wanted and they said no, or like hounding your parents?
Yeah.
Like we really want like a dog, or we really want a kid, or we really want this.
I think I remember. I remember asking for a dog. Like, we were always a cat family. I don't know why, because mom and dad always got cats. But I think I remember asking for a dog, and they were like, no, we don't think that's going to work. Like, because they always had a cat, and they didn't think they would coexist.
Yeah.
What about you? Like, do you remember asking for one? Like, because you have a variety. Like, you had the small dogs and cats.
I remember a lot of the times, like, the guinea pig I had, I brought home from school. Mm-hmm. So it was one of those, like, it was one of those back when you like would have
a pet
animal in the yeah. classroom, and they were looking for someone to bring it home. So I remember that's how I ended up with the one guinea pig. And the same thing with my sister and the hedgehog, I think, if I remember right. But I remember I always wanted like lizards. So I had like I had like the little green ones, and I had some like the tropical frogs and stuff.
We had the bearded dragon.
And eventually when I got older I had a bearded dragon. That's kind of when I remember having the one that was like really, really mine to take care of was the bearded dragon that I brought with me.
Yeah, he was sweet.
Yeah, he was huge. That was the first one I really remember taking care of kind of on my own, if that makes sense. Which is funny now because two of my boys have bearded dragons.
Right. We've had this conversation before. I've tried to get that in our house, and my wife's like, I don't think that's a good idea. I'm like, well, we'll see.
That's funny. But and like Katie grew up with the big dog. She had her dog. So then like, you know, after we bought the house, and Austin was still pretty little, you know, getting ready to go into kindergarten and stuff, and we got Jabba. So he wasn't really a huge part of that like decision making, if you will, or whatever. But then, like he really wanted a bearded dragon, and he got one. And then and Ty really wanted a bearded dragon, and he got one. Emmett, he's gone back and forth on
what he wants.
We haven't really. We've had fish. We've had a lot.
Oh God, that's a whole.
They
other...
just never last that long. Yeah, we've gone through so many fish.
We've killed so many fish. It's not like, funny.
And it was crazy too. Is every time you know same conversation. Dad, look at this poor fish in this little bowl. It's only $1. Can't we give it a home? And that $1 turns into $150 because you buy you buy a tank and you buy rocks and you buy a shelter for it. And then you buy a bigger tank than he needs because, you know, he's been in this little cup for his whole life. So why not get him a big tank and food? And the next thing you know, a month later, dead. And it's like, oh, my God.
That's a good point. That makes me think. So I remember Alex now telling me he wanted to get a turtle. He wanted a turtle really, really bad. Ooh. And we went and looked at... the like little mini aquariums, and we're like, okay, so Trina and I we go through the logical part of them. We're like, all right, so realistically it's going to cost like 150 to 200 just to get the stuff you need. Then a turtle's like, I don't know, 30, 40 some dollars, whatever. And then we started reading about how they smell, like they can smell. Pass, you know, so.
Yeah, it's funny because that's where the pet store is.
Yeah,
like you can buy this turtle for $30. Oh, what's that? You don't have a tank or a cage, right, okay? And then $500 later,
right?
You bring home Leonardo the totally. Turtle for $500. Right.
Or like, I mean, legitimately in Egan here, we've come across some turtles, and it's like they're like, oh, can we bring it home? And I'm like, well, yeah. Then we have to go get a tank and you know all this other stuff. So it's like you could find a free turtle. Well, it's still going to cost you like $150.
It's never cheap.
So that's well,
is like our kids do okay with helping out with them. It's a lot of reminders.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's like, hey, you know, why don't you take the dogs for a walk, or it's your turn to pick up the poop, or to do this, or to do that. But like for me, it's, I know some people, like, they just don't have pets and they're not interested in it, and I get it. It's a lot of work, but at the same time, like, my parents, that's the one thing they actually never really said no to, was pets. And then it's like, you know, I don't want my kids to be able to have pets, but not overboard. Like, I feel like we have too many as it is.
You have Petey, but, too, which is awesome. I think that's a really cool.
Yeah, we have the cockatoo.
You're breaking up a bit. Are you still there? Sorry, you're breaking up a bit.
This one.
Yeah, we'll get through it. But you have Petey.
I'm surviving. We had a good one.
Yeah. It cut off for a little bit, but I can hear you now.
Choppy. This is going to be really choppy. I feel that's bad. Right. Not really, but a little bit.
We're good. We're fine. It'll be
professional. Fine. Professionalism. Yeah, this is class.
This is hardcore. Professional.
Don't worry. Once I get back home, we're going to get ourselves a $25 microphone.
We're going to have a little podcast equipment, and we're going to have our bar background music, and it's going to be legit.
Irish pub background music's gonna be back in full swing, and our
that's right,
game show,
our bit music.
They're banging on my door. You hear that? Somebody must want to lose. So, anyway,
but yeah, you have Petey. I mean, that's a sweet pet.
Petey is fine. I like Petey. He can be grumpy, and he's got his own little attitude, which is kind of funny. But he's fun. Right. I like him. But so that's the thing. I guess kind of. To start lining it down, like, I think it's a good idea for kids to have pets. I think, yes, they can teach them responsibility and chores and all that, and it can be good for kids to, like, bond with a pet. Like, some pets you bond with more than others, but I think it's good for kids to grow up with pets. I really do. Like, yeah, they can be messy. It can be a pain in the butt, but at the same time, you don't want to tell them no all the time and have them not grow up having a pet. That's just how I feel personally, like, versus, like, no, we're never having a pet, or, like, you have one fish for your entire childhood, and that's it.
Oh, one...
I think it can be good. It can be a good teaching tool. It can be good for them to, you know, and kind of learn about animals too, in a way, and then be comfortable around other people. Like, so what, you know, what if you never have dogs and then, or cats or whatever, and then you go to your friend's house and they have pets and you have no idea, like, oh my God, you know, some kids are like scared of other people's dogs and stuff. And like, I get that too, but I just like that kids would be comfortable around, you know, our own pets and stuff, especially dogs. You know, I love
Dogs. I'm like, one, just 100% like agree. Like, it'd be, as long as you have the means to do it, you know, like the space and whatever, it's like, I would totally do it because any kid, it doesn't matter who it is, anyone listening to this that has a kid or that has had the same experience, they're going to know exactly what we're talking about. It's like, you have to obviously remind them. They're not going to, like, on their own. I mean, if I just left it to the kids, it'd be like, it'd be pretty rough shape, you know. There'd be a lot of missed feedings and a lot of other things. You got to constantly remind them, but
and it's good to teach them at a younger age too, because then you don't want them to, like, get out on their own and then get a dog and then get how to take care of it, or like get a cat and like never feed it or like.
Right. You know? Well, plus, I mean, just watching the kids bond with them, that's totally worth it. I mean, even if, you know, 100% worth it, just the relationships that they now. We could do a whole separate topic on, like, having to put them down and losing it, because that's, you know, that's where I hate to do it, because then they're, but you're teaching them too that life is real and there's an end to life. You know, I mean, there's that too. Like,
that is true.
It sucks, but like what we've, and they experienced it with Bear a little bit. I mean, it's funny because they weren't old enough to remember the good years, but they were old enough to remember when we had to put them down. So that sucked. But that does teach them. You have those lessons. So,
Good stuff. I'm going to have to wrap this up in a minute because I have to go. All right,
dude.
On the line.
Well, that was a good,
which I'll explain that whole process in another one because it drives me absolutely crazy.
No, I think that was a good, this will be like a 3-part segment, but I think this was good.
Yeah, unfortunately, it got good. A little choppy. We're good. Sorry about that.
We're good.
We'll have to go over our new international listener list too on the next one.
Did we? I'll have to go in there and look.
Yeah, yeah. I think so. Yeah. We're a
big deal in France already, so.
Yeah, we're growing. So I'll be a little more put together with our stats.
We'll do a little more deep dive info for the stats. All right, well, we'll wrap it up, and this has been a little Fatherhood for Life discussion on family and family pets.